From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. From southern Iraq, a mixed picture is emerging. Much of the area is in chaos. Looters have stolen what they could. Shops are closed. Water and electricity are not working. But the distribution of humanitarian aid is now getting started in the port town of Umm Qasr, the first Iraqi town taken by U.S. and British forces. Umm Qasr is also where the U.S. hopes to start establishing a civil administration in Iraq. NPR's Mike Schuster is there and has this story.
Buck Walters went to a meeting with the new town council of Umm Qasr today. This crucial port town fell to British troops 2 weeks ago. Since then, it has had no functioning government, no police, no water system, no sanitation, and dwindling stocks of food. Children roam the dusty streets and assault any visitor demanding water, food, and money. Buck Walters is the retired U.S. general who will be the American senior administrator for Umm Qasr and all of southern Iraq. It will be his job to help the Iraqis here create another local government from the ground up. And that's why he met with the new town council today, a group of citizens who came forward to fill the political vacuum caused by the collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime here. Walters, who has been in Umm Qasr for just a few days, says it is not his job to do things for the local population, but to help them figure out how to do it themselves.
If you go down there and look in their town council meeting, you'll see a big whiteboard with a list of requirements that need to be served and fixed, starting with water and food and jobs and security. But they've done it in a very systematic way, and it's their list, it's not our list. And it prioritizes those things it's going to take to get this community up and functioning. And importantly, they recognize that that they're empowered. They're enabled to figure out what it is they need to do.
Security is need number one, and Walter says it only starts with the British troops here, who patrol the streets occasionally, but are by no means present everywhere. Already the town council is recruiting the nucleus of a small new police force, only about 40 cops to start with. They should be functioning in a month or so. At the same time, water and food are needed urgently. Right now, that's primarily the job of the British troops here. And yesterday, they sent one of the first shipments of humanitarian aid, 20,000 items, north to Basra. Major Barry Tillotson, quartermaster of the 10th Transport Regiment, says local Iraqis are not as frantic about getting the aid as they were when the first small shipments arrived 2 weeks ago.
The situation now with our soldiers is settling down. First couple of days, people were obviously rushing to grab humanitarian aid in the main water, but now it's calming down a lot.
Some of the aid comes in weekly packages, enough food for a family of up to 10 for a week, in a box that women and children can carry away. There are also pallets of enough food for up to 100 people for a week to be distributed neighborhood by neighborhood, using a local resident on each street to organize it all, says Captain Craig Alexander.
I think if we don't charge these people with their own destiny, if we don't encourage them to be responsible for supplying themselves, then the humanitarian aid here will have to continue for some time afterwards. I really do believe that.
In a month or so, Buck Walters and the British hope civilian aid organizations will take over this work. Walters is one of three American civil administrators for all of Iraq. Some have called him the new proconsul here, a term he doesn't like the sound of.
The reconstruction piece will take care of itself. The generators will get fixed, the harbor will get dredged, all of those things are going to happen. The humanitarian assistance needs will be satisfied. What I'm trying to talk to him about is, do you have a picture of the future? Are you capable of envisioning what might be here 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And do you know how to work towards getting to that very point?
Umm Qasr, the first target in the Allied invasion 3 weeks ago, is just a small town of 40,000. Right now, taking into account the chaos and destruction throughout all of Iraq, the job is urgent and overwhelming. Only when ordinary Iraqis feel less desperate about their daily lives will they begin to perceive the benefits of the war to end the grip of Saddam Hussein. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Umm Qasr.